This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the Israeli Knesset announces new government will be sworn in earlier than required. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Political tensions have been extremely high in Israel as they have gone through numerous and inconclusive elections in the past few years. For the first time in roughly 12 years, Benjamin Netanyahu might not be the prime minister after Sunday. The Israeli Knesset government is not a two-party system of right-wing and left-wing, but rather a conglomeration of 13 different parties that currently have seats in the Knesset. Citizens vote for a party, not a candidate, and the party with the most seats in the Knesset has the opportunity to form a government. Even though Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party has the most number of representatives, by themselves they do not have a majority and failed to form a coalition to stay in national leadership. Netanyahu's biggest rivals banded together under the primary purpose of removing him as prime minister. Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett agreed to form a coalition, promising to share national leadership. They have mustered a razor-thin majority. Every vote is needed, and even the smallest party in the Knesset, the Ra'am Islamist Party, is needed to create a majority in the new government. Yariv Levin, the Knesset speaker, has announced that the new government will be sworn in on Sunday. But that doesn't mean that current Prime Minister Netanyahu and his party are sidelined. They still have time to sway official votes away from Lapid and Bennett. With all this upheaval, Nadiv Agraman, the Israeli Domestic Intelligence Agency's chief, has issued a warning that the political atmosphere is reminiscent of 1995, when former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated. Pray for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem over the government. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.